Again, this is coming back to me, finding me again. And notice what's there. These are the themes of these exercises and the practice. Of when you feel that kind of uncertainty and wondering what to do, it's about coming back to yourself, which is a felt sense of you, grounded by your environment. But that is what's true. That's what's real. That is what actually supports your own life. The rest is something else. And it's confusing unless it's clear that you are here. And this morning, I was faced with what's there right now. I have no particular pain in my shoulder or pain in my foot or some kind of worry I have to do something or I must do, things to think about. What do I do? And a kind of panic sets in to think about something to fill that empty space. What's there? What's happening? It's almost a fearful place that there's got to be something there. But I don't know what it is, or I don't want to know, or a lot of confusion. You can hear that and feel that. So I want to remind myself to come back to that sense of me. It's not a thought. It's that sense of me here. And right now I can feel a kind of, almost a pausing in the smiling of me. It's not a word again, it's just an experience. But it is a kind of pausing or a resting place. And I kind of like that. Actually, I'd kind of like just to stay here. I can feel my hands like that as they're rubbing my thighs and massaging me, comforting me in some way. And I'm smiling. And I know there's something more there, but I know that there's something about how difficult it is for me just to be with me and to be with what's there. At the moment, it feels easy and comforting. But that's not the familiar story. When I'm wondering what is there, I am crowded with so many confusing thoughts. Feelings. Desires. That is very uncomfortable even to think, well, what is there? What's going on in my life right now? My head is full of stuff. And that hurts. It's not a physical pain that's like a hurting shoulder. It's another kind of pain. So many thoughts that I mustn't think. Yeah. That's what comes right now. So many thoughts. And I don't want to think about them. The world out there is all too confusing. There's nothing pleasurable to look at or desirable. So maybe I could find something to think about. But that's what it'd be. It would be looking for something to think about or to worry about. Or obsess about finding what's wrong with the world. Look in the newspaper. Some thought pattern that occupies that space of, well, what's going on in my life right now? It's like filling an empty hole. I don't actually want to feel what's there. Like maybe I actually desire something. But I mustn't feel that. No, I mustn't feel that. Sounds like my mother, actually. She was so caught up in how she must not think of desires, love. Passion. Mustn't think about that. Unfulfilled wants, longings. Mustn't think about that. Why? Take that in. Why? What's wrong with desire? I'll let you answer that. I'm sure there's lots of responses. What's wrong with the desire? You mustn't. It will lead to frustration, disappointment, all kinds of things that make me feel bad about myself. I mustn't go there. I want to think about something else. Something out there, something I can get angry with. Or, yeah, I can read the newspaper about that. Or something sad happens in the world. Oh, I think about that. This is just a displacement, a compensation, a filling up a void of something real, of my own feelings. So asking the question, when you come back to myself, when I come back to myself and notice what's there, I get confused inside. Because a part of me really doesn't want to know what's there. It's too confusing, too uncomfortable, too painful. So I substitute with some kind of thought that I can put my mind to and forget about me. And that's what normally happens inside of me. I think about somebody else. How are they? Or what's happening over there? How that is. And then I have forgotten about me, what's going on in me. And that's a relief. I resist allowing myself to be conscious of what's going on in me. And so I almost deliberately find myself thinking about something else that is clearly not me. If I had a pain in my shoulder, I could at least pay attention to that and complain about that and go to the doctor for medication or do something with it. But if there's no physical signal of attention like that, I do something else. I think about something else, something that's not me. Why do I do that? I take a pause, a breath. It's hard to come back to me. It's uncomfortable to come back to me. I don't want to feel me. Because it brings up something in me that I don't want to be aware of. How I actually am right now. My own truth. My own experience of me. And in life, I've found solutions to avoid that. Many different kinds of solutions. I'll watch a hockey game or something. Something exciting over there. Anything not to feel me. Or by getting excited about a hockey game, I'll get some kind of feeling inside of me that looks like me, feels like me, and maybe it is me. But somehow it doesn't seem to satisfy me. Because there's a kind of resistance to being with me. And there is a saying that whatever you resist must persist. And I want to emphasize the word must persist. So resisting a sense of me here must persist until I find some way to come back to me. And that is when something happens, like a shift or a softening or a letting go or a sense of acceptance of what's there. I'm wanting to suggest that there is a connection between the effort that comes in resisting is a very different bodily experience to the one that shifts towards or one towards accepting what's there. To resist what I don't want to experience, what I don't want to receive, what I don't want to see, has a certain quality called resistance, and it's physical. And if, fortunately, we find another way called accepting what's there, notice how that has a very different feel to it. It isn't a struggle. It isn't an effort. It's something very different. And for me, and it's only for me that I can say that, because it's about my own experience, is that there's a sense of quietening down inside. Like when I accepted the shoulder pain, and I let the pain be there, be felt, be allowed to experience itself. It settled down and quietened down. And I could feel my breath breathing once again. And with that sense of breathing naturally and normally, there was a kind of at-peace quality inside of me. And I'll just stay with that and perhaps invite you to notice what's there in you right now, as you maybe at least put the words to the intention of accepting yourself right now. What's there?